Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Community Elements Show on this Friday afternoon. I'm joined by Brian of Brian's Good News. I think we'll have to actually make you in. Well, Brian's Good News could never said to be said to be a product, is it really, Brian?
No.
But you have some brilliant news as usual, and Brian's actually just handed me this list of clippings, and I have to say I'm very pleased, Brian, because you've of the first choice of story that you've chosen about a certain couple who have actually given away their instead of having wedding gifts, they've given and asked for donations instead, and that's gone to a certain charity. So you'll hear more about that during Brian's Good News, and Brian's got a lot of other good news. And I know you enjoy doing the good news, don't you?
Without any doubt.
So where's all this good news come from?
This week it's all from the Evening Express.
Indeed, amazing what you can get from one newspaper, even by way of good news.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Excellent, Brian. Well, let's get straight into it then.
A happy couple asked for wedding gifts with a difference when they tie the knot at a city cathedral. Newlyweds Emma and Richard Thompson turned down more traditional gifts from friends and family and instead asked that well-wishers donate food and toiletries for those in need in Aberdeen. Six large bags were collected for charity Instant Neighbour when Emma, 32, and her husband Richard got married in St Macher's Cathedral earlier this month. History student Emma of 5E said, "I was sitting in church and one of the sermons was about greed. That got us thinking. Rather than just going without wedding presents, the pair decided to go a step further." Emma said, "We're not materialistic. We didn't want to ask for gifts. I thought we could maybe give something back as well. The idea of asking for donations was very much a last-minute thing, and they had to scramble to tell everyone the plan. There were around 50 guests at the wedding, with the majority bringing along donations of food or other vital provisions. Some people also brought donations of money for the food bank. Food banks are so important." Emma said, "I do think that with the amount we've raised, a lot of people will benefit." Sophie Green, Chief Executive of Instant Neighbour, said, "We're absolutely delighted that people would think of others rather than themselves. It's such a selfless act, and I'm incredibly grateful for that." A cancer charity has helped more than 1,300 new clients in the last year. Clan Cancer Support presented its annual report at an event where staff and supporters were told of the charity's performance in 2016. CEO Dr. Colette Blackwell and Chairman Kenny Anderson both gave reports which showed Clan had raised £2.8 million for the 2016 financial year. The majority of funding comes from donations. It costs Clan more than £2 million to run its services across the North East. Dr. Blackwell said, "The year was another successful one for Clan financially, in spite of the challenging existing climate. This was in no small part due to the commitment and dedication of the Clan staff team, volunteers and supporters, who collectively worked tirelessly to ensure this success, for which we are very grateful. We are also heartened by the innovative ways which companies found to support us." Clan was established in 1983 by a group of patients, carers and health professionals who identified a need for support, not only for patients, but also for their families and carers. They wanted to relieve the suffering and distress of those affected by cancer, to promote and provide support services. The charity's Haven, which provides bed and breakfast style accommodation to people and families receiving treatment for cancer, had 9,200 stays in 2016. Mr. Anderson added, "During the past 12 months, Clann has made significant progress in its aim to be a centre of excellence for cancer support services in the heart of communities." An appeal has gone out for men who have been battling cancer to take to the catwalk. Over the last 5 years, women have taken part in the Courage on the Catwalk fashion show, which was launched to honour females who have had or are living with cancer. It aimed to help them get their confidence back while raising funds for Friends of Anchor. Now the charity has sent out a rallying call for willing men to take part in the male show equivalent Brave. The 18 men selected will model clothes from top local retailers as they take to the catwalk at the Beach Ballroom in Aberdeen on May 5th, the night before the women's two-day show begins. A charity is calling on people to join its team and take on a swimming challenge. Swim 22 will take place from February 22nd and will raise money for Diabetes UK. Swimmers have 3 months to swim 22 miles, the equivalent of swimming the English Channel, in their local pool. Swimmers who are encouraged to get sponsorship can do it by themselves or split the distances with teammates. To find out more, visit www.diabetes.uk/swim22. Cancer patients in the Northeast are being encouraged to stay active during their treatment with the launch of a pilot project involving fitness trackers. Get Active has been funded by Macmillan Cancer Support following the discovery exercise can ease the side effects of treatment, such as fatigue, and improve general quality of life. Traditionally, cancer patients have been told to rest, but new research by Macmillan has shown that activity during and after treatment can help to improve physical and emotional health and is even linked to a reduced risk of cancers coming back and improved survival. In Grampian, participants are now being asked to take part in the year-long project, which will include a range of activities such as walking groups, a gentle movement class, and circuit-based activity classes. Emma Berry at Paths for All said, "We want to empower people living with cancer to manage and improve their levels of physical activity over a year." Classes will take place at the Beach Leisure Centre, Clann House, Shedixley Sports Centre, Kingswells Community Centre and more. To sign up, contact Move More Aberdeen on 01224 047925 or email movemore@sportaberdeen.co.uk. The Aberdeen branch of the British Heart Foundation has celebrated a milestone, marking its 10th birthday. Staff and volunteers celebrated the occasion with tea, cake and a birthday party, with certificates awarded to volunteers who have served at the shop for more than a year. BHF Area Manager James Park said, "They hope the next decade is just as successful. We've enjoyed a fantastic 10 years of business. I'd like to thank all our loyal customers and volunteers who really make this shop special and help the BHF fund its life-saving research. We are looking to welcoming even more customers and making the next 10 years just as successful. Anyone who wants to volunteer with the British Heart Foundation can contact the charity on 01224 432 910. A briefing event for prospective candidates and those considering standing for election to Aberdeen City Council is to be held. The session will take place at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, March 8th in the Council Chamber at the Town House and will cover arrangements for the election in May, information on voter registration, postal voting, polling day, and the count will be covered. Further information can be found online in the Becoming a Councillor section of the City Council website. This section of the site includes what a councillor's role is and what skills are desirable. Aberdeen residents will go to the polls on May 4th this year. A man has raised almost £700 by asking family and friends for donations rather than gifts for his 70th birthday. George Cook of Montrose raised £679 to thank the coronary care unit at Ninewells Hospital because he received such great treatment following a heart attack in July. George said, "When my birthday came around, my wife Jenny and I decided to raise money for the CCU to say thank you for the magnificent care I received. Without the staff there, I wouldn't be here today." A charity is hoping more volunteers step forward so it can help lonely older people in the Northeast. The Aberdeen branch of Contact the Elderly has seen a rise in people wanting to use its services and launched two new groups at the end of 2016, bringing the total to seven. Those aged 75 and over who live alone are offered tea, cake and company by the charity. The group is appealing for people living in the Northeast to offer a small amount of time to make an immeasurable difference to the lives of older people in the community. Julian Walker, North Scotland Development Officer at Contact the Elderly, said, "We know there are so many more people we could be supporting in Aberdeen, and we hope that spreading the word about who we are and what we do will encourage more people to get in touch with us this year. The guests and volunteers alike always so enjoy the Sunday afternoons, and it can be one of the few times within a month that some of our guests get out to socialise with others." The seven groups all joined forces last month for the annual Christmas party which took place at the Palm Court. "It was such a fun afternoon for guests and volunteers. Currently, there is a network of 80 volunteers helping the charity in the Northeast. A volunteer driver collects one or two guests a month and joins them at the party before returning them." Lorna Dunbar, support officer at Contact the Elderly, said, "Aberdeen has a really thriving Contact the Elderly presence. We have around 45 guests, older people who are lonely and isolated, going out to tea parties each month." For more information, contact Gillian Walker on 01463 216 124. A woman is shaving off almost a metre's worth of hair to support sick children. Emma Steely, 25, from Portlethen, is giving up a decade's worth of hair for the Bald for Bairns fundraising campaign. Instead of just cutting off her locks, Emma will shave her head live on Facebook on March 6th. Besides donating her hair to the Little Princess Trust, a cancer charity that tailors wigs for individual children, Emma is also raising £2,000 on her Virgin Money giving page. The money will be distributed evenly to both the Little Princess Trust and the Archie Foundation, who help fund research for kinder treatments to her children. A girl who is the youngest person in Britain to receive an open-heart transplant is appealing for the pilots who helped save her life to come forward. Judy McWilliam from Kintore voiced her pleas as she approaches her 16th birthday on February 28th. The schoolgirl survived against the odds when she was born 10 weeks premature, weighing a mere 2 pounds 2 ounces. Just 12 days later, she needed major surgery after suffering a heart attack. Today, she is a black belt in karate, competing for Scotland, with hopes of becoming a neonatal nurse when she finishes school. Mum Margaret, 42, said, "It's amazing to see how far her daughter has come." She said, "It's emotional to think back to when she was born. We were told her heart was smaller than a walnut." After being reunited with the medic who performed her life-saving operation, cardiac surgeon James Pollock, Jade now wants to meet the Sea King pilots who flew her from Aberdeen to York Hill Hospital in Glasgow for the heart surgery. Margaret said, "I remember us meeting Jade's surgeon, Mr. Pollock, back in 2012, and it was a very emotional because it was a wonderful experience, but Jade just kept looking at him and smiling. It was very touching. I've tried to start meeting the pilots who took us to York Hill, but haven't had much luck so far. Jade would really like to meet them. It would be nice for them to see how their help has contributed to getting her where she is today, a happy teenager." Jade has now set her sights on a career as a neonatal nurse. She says she knows it's a tough job, but is keen to give back to the health service what was given to her so many years ago.
Sounds like a good idea to me, Brian.
Excellent.
And he's hoping that those pilots are going to come forward and allow that to happen.
That would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Now, we do actually have a verse, but this verse is from Matthew 7, verse 8. "For everyone who asks, receive. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened."
Now, isn't that encouraging too?
Yes.
So we've had several encouraging items today.
We have indeed. Yeah. And all of your items have been very encouraging, and it's always good when you come up with so many good stories there, Brian.
Thank you.
So
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I can see that. I have to ask, which stands out the most for you? Or is it that particular one?
Really, to be honest, the top one was young Jade McWilliam from Kintore and the heart story. That really lifts me because she was virtually born dead, and now here she is, a happy teenager. I think that's brilliant. But I also really like the first story about the couple getting donations instead of the wedding presents.
And the girl who shaving off her hair, length of hair, to actually give that hair away and to actually raise some money at the same time. So again, really good. And as we said at the start, it just takes one person to do that. And some people are so really brilliant, and they do that more selflessly. Sometimes I do wish people in the church would do that more.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. See, many of these people, you know, the things they've done, it's cost them. But the reward is so much better. Yeah. And they know they've done something good. Okay, they're not maybe just over proud about it, but the joy that they receive, the
from actually seeing...
Yes, the fulfilment.
Yeah. And then just people who go out and they do their job, like their heart surgeon, yes, he gets paid to do this. But on the other hand, his skills and his passion and the passion of those who are serving as helicopter pilots and medics and whatever, they all contribute a lot, and we don't often thank them enough for what they do.
Very true. And I'm sure, you know, the heart surgeon, when he met Jade and that, okay, she was smiling. I can guarantee that so was he.
Yes. Shall we finish off, Brian, with the scripture?
Very good.
That scripture again, from Matthew chapter 7, verse 8. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. The onus is on us. Seek, ask, knock. And yeah, the door will be opened. Not always as we think, but the door will nevertheless be opened, and we will find, and we will. But we have to reach out for it.
And Jesus is very, very faithful.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Excellent, Brian. Thanks very much. And catch up with you again next week at the same time.